as we roll on, touched on the Nuggets Avs Masters over the weekend, and of course a huge congratulations to the Denver Pioneers. They are champions for the 10th time in their school's history, and they break the tie between them and Michigan, who also had 9 but couldn't even make it to the final. So congratulations to the Pioneers. I want to talk a little bit about the Rockies, Stoke.
Oh.
Or, excuse me. We're going to save the Rockies.
Okay.
We're going to save the Rockies.
All right.
Because we do have to play, and this hour it's coming. Did Chris Bryant get a hit? We'll get to that. But I want to talk about the Nuggets. Blew it in San Antonio. Then in Memphis, well, they got it done. All the starters played. It was a good game by the starting group, but it's just too little too late at that time. Nikola locked up the MVP. That thing is over. It has been for a while, but it's officially locked up with the with the regular season coming to an end. Let's talk about the play-in. Let's talk about the New Orleans Pelicans and the Los Angeles Lakers. They will play tomorrow night, and the winner of that game is going to win the 7th seed. It's on TNT. It starts at 5:30, and it's going to be in New Orleans. These two teams just played yesterday with the Lakers taking care of business. Was it yesterday or over the weekend? With the Lakers taking care of some business there. And that allowed the Suns to slide in and be that 6th seed. But Stoke, Nuggets Nation, asking you the same question. You guys answer on the RamosLaw.com text line at 303-713-1043. Pelicans, Lakers, who do you want?
Oh, man. I would rather the Pelicans.
Really?
I would. LeBron, AD, look, I mean, you can say what you want about the Lakers. You can say what you want about them. But, I mean, those are, you know, what, two of the top 10 players in the league? LeBron, certainly a top 5, and AD, with his length, they can create some problems, obviously, and it's the Lakers, and they're going to get fouls. They're going to get the calls, right? LeBron going to get calls. And so you're playing against 6 almost most of the time because you're playing against the referees also. So that concerns me a little bit. And then I look at New Orleans now. You know, Zion's playing well now. He's healthy, and so he's tough to deal with. And then McCollum and Ingram there, and they got a couple other guys that are decent players there. So I still would rather face them than the Lakers. How about you?
I'm the exact opposite. You make good points because Anthony Davis and LeBron James are top 10 players in the league. And, of course, the referees and the free throw discrepancy that comes with playing against the Los Angeles Lakers, where the Nuggets are already on the wrong side of that when they're not playing teams like the Los Angeles Lakers. I just think the Pelicans are a better team. I think they present more of a problem. I think they have a couple of guys that can score the basketball. You mentioned Zion, Brandon, CJ, a couple of players that would make it more difficult for the Nuggets to handle business in round number one. And I think that the Lakers, especially when it gets tight, and the Nuggets are so good in crunch time. I don't know, it's okay. When you have a guy like LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your team, you're kind of like, all right, it's crunch time, your turn. You know, and the Nuggets kind of have that, but Nikola, I trust more in crunch time than LeBron James at this point of his career. So I want the Lakers because I think it's an easier matchup, first and foremost. It gives the Nuggets a little bit more of the national attention, and I just think it's fun that we're going to get crybaby Laker fan all in our lives again when the Nuggets gentlemen sweep them 4-1 again.
Yeah, I mean, that obviously is always nice, right? When you take it on the Lakers and their national brand, and then you do hear the whining from all of their fans, which is great. So I'm down for that, and I'm looking at the West, man. I'm saying, look, it's going to be tough. And I think that's the bottom line. It's going to be tough. I don't care who it is. Golden State, Sacramento, Lakers, Pelicans. And as we saw on Friday against the Spurs, with everything on the line and them letting that game slip away, look, if you don't bring it, I don't care. Any of these teams can beat you. And that's the bottom line, I think. And I think hopefully they learned their lesson on Friday with that tough, tough loss against the Spurs. And look, I'm not panicking about it at all. Not one second. You still got the second seed, which is good, and it's going to be tough. I don't care. You're in the first seed, second seed, third seed. It's to me, it's going to be a lot more difficult than what it was last year. And hopefully, you look at how that game ended against the Spurs and the lead that the Nuggets had. It looked like they were in control of the game, and it's just a big lesson that they can learn from moving forward, and that can help them in those types of situations to finish teams and not let them, you know, have a second chance.
Yeah. And I mean, remember last year it was Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
Had a good second half against the Nuggets, and that they thought that was going to be the answer. And then he cooked his, you know what, the rest of the year. They can't put Anthony Davis on Nikola because he's going to get in foul trouble. And you know, Anthony's already the flop king. He's just too much of a liability to get in trouble with your fouls. So that's not there. And then, look, you get an opportunity to throw guys like Aaron Gordon and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at LeBron James to give them different looks. You know, D'Lo and Jamal do their thing. I like Jamal there. MPJ is a wild card, and who knows what it's going to look like. That was something else I was thinking about, Stoke, as we get to the playoffs and we'll have this conversation as the week goes. Like, MPJ can't do what he did last year in the post. He can't just be a, you know, knock down a couple of open jump shots, but really crashing the boards. You need much more out of Michael Porter Jr. this time around if they're going to repeat as champs.
Yeah, offensively, he's got to show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. You're absolutely right. Got to be better. And it's been an inconsistent year for him. You know, sometimes he gets in that groove and he hits some shots. You're like, wow. And then he misses shots.
Yeah.
You're like, wow. Like, what are you doing? This is what you're supposed to do. You're hitting these contested threes, but all of a sudden these wide open threes, you know, it's not even close.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. He's going to have to play well if they're going to try to get back to where they were last year and get through the West.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to be a big part of that. Not doing, you know, not diving on the floor for loose balls, not getting rebounds. He's going to have to score the basketball.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to start doing? Laker fan, I actually want to hear from you. I'm going to make a list of Laker fans that text us. And like right now, from the 720-940. Here we go, Skater Boy and Stokely with their Lakers crap. I hope and pray we get y'all in the first round so we can send y'all home packing. Anthony Davis will put up at least 40 points in two games if we get the Nuggets in a series, and we will win the series. You're on the list, Lakers fan.
There you go.
And I can't wait to text you back here in about, I don't know, let's call it 12, 13 days.
And they might not even make it to.
No, they might not. Right,
they might be out. So they still have work to do to get into the real playoffs.
True,
so
right.
Good luck on that to them.
He's already counting them beating the world champions when they haven't even officially made it in the playoffs yet.
Exactly. And on top of that, it's like,
it's,
I don't know if that guy's been paying attention like the last couple years, what has happened, you know, and even just this year,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey, you know, Kobe statue night. Oh, who are they playing? Oh, the Nuggets.
Yeah.
That's a L. There was two or three of those.
They raised their banner for
the
stupid in-season tournament banner.
What happened that game?
Nuggets put it on their head.
Exactly. So there was two or three of them this year where it was like big moments. And then, you know, we opened up with them this year, right, mm-hmm. when we were getting our rings.
Oh, that's right.
And
I remember they were watching the Nuggets get
rings. Get smacked around again. So it's all good.
Yeah.
I don't know what gives you the hope of, you know, like doing what that texter said there. Because, like, everything that's happened here the last 2 years says no chance. They have no chance. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't Magic getting coming back.
Right.
Kareem. You know, you mentioned Michael Cooper, Dennis Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're not returning. So, sorry there, pal.
They responded, make a list. I'm the king of that list. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Next, tell us about why the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. All right, when we get back, I do want to touch on the Rockies. It's time to play. Did Chris Bryant get a hit? That's coming up next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
We got another one, Stoke. This on the RamosLaw.com text line. We're going to kill the Nuggets, Skater Boy. you're going to not like this one. Just like the Raiders own the Broncos, the Lakers own the Nuggets. Well, the second part of that statement is dead wrong.
Yeah.
Look at the recent history there. But now you are on the list here. Let me write down this guy's information, and I can't wait to be sending some texts. Here in just a handful of days. Keep the text rolling in. 303-713-1043. It's the RamosLaw.com text line. Always mention you can watch over on Twitch, too. Twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom. See the show and hang out in the chat room right over there. All right, Stoke. Let's do it. Let's talk a little bit about the Colorado Rockies. And we went back to Friday night to start the show because that's when things went south for the Nuggets and they lost their chance at the number one overall seed. Finished with second, so we're not freaking out quite as much. But you want to go back to Friday night in Toronto, where the Rockies did something that they had only done previously five times in the franchise's history, and that's get 20 or more hits on the road. And that's exactly what they finished with, 20 hits on the road. It was the first time since June of 2013 that their club was able to get 20 hits on the road. So they won game one. I'm like, man, is this going to be it? Are they going to win a series? And we're going to end our bit of the Nuggets or Avs winning a series before the Rockies do. Yeah, not so fast. I shouldn't have even had that thought because two games were left and they got outscored 10-3 in the final two games. And they're now 4-12 on the year. So the Rockies, despite a great Friday night, well, they returned to form Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you know, honestly didn't pay much attention. Did on Friday, though, a surprise that they were able to get that victory and in Toronto. And then, like you, I started thinking, wow, are they going to win a series? Because we were talking about that. And, of course, you know, they get all of our expectations up. And we're so excited now about the Rockies possibly winning a series only to lay an egg the next two games. All good, whatever. You know, again, they're not getting my attention.
No.
Just not gonna.
What about a night like tonight? Nothing else. They start at 4:40, I think.
No.
No?
Nope. They won't get my viewership. I won't be watching it. Now, I might follow on the phone a little bit. Like I was on Friday night to see if Chris Bryant's going to get a hit. But other than that, no, I'm just not going to do it. I mean, they're 4-12. What's their record?
4-12.
I mean, come on. Like, why? Why? I mean, I don't want to make myself miserable, you know, and put myself in a bad mood. How could you watch that? Unless you're looking for, like you kind of do, you're looking for, like, awful plays to make you laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that you haven't seen in years. Oh, my gosh. He just dove for the ball. And he ended up 8 feet short, and the ball rolled to the fence.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, he let a slow ground ball go all the way to the fence under his glove.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, he dropped a pop fly right to him.
Oh, my gosh, the pitcher forgot to cover first base.
Yes.
On a slow roller to the right of the infield.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. So if unless you're looking for stuff like that, it's hard to watch the Rockies.
Well, you know, it's always, I told you before I played the last softball league I played in, it was with Will Peterson. And I, in one inning, dove for three balls and missed all of them. And they rolled to the back of the fence. And that's kind of like, it's been eating at me since then.
Yeah.
That was 5-6 years ago. It's
right.
Just been taking a little part of me every day and every time I think about it. And then this year came, and I've watched professional baseball players look as foolish as I looked in the media softball league with Will Peterson 6 years ago, and it made me go, things aren't that bad.
You can move on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not getting paid to do it.
No, well, I actually paid them to
right. They're getting paid to perform at a very high level, and they can't do those things. So, yeah, let it go.
Okay.
You need to move on from that.
I'm moving on from that because if Nolan Jones, the team's best prospect, can dive for 3 or 4 balls and they get past him and he's still up there swinging the bat and diving for him, I guess I can get back out there and do some diving as well. But you know what we have to do when we talk Rockies? We got to play the world-famous game show. Did Chris Bryant get a hit? Okay. Now we have a couple of things here. Soak to the question of did Chris Bryant just get a hit this weekend? The answer?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
That's my favorite yes right there.
That's a good one.
So he did. He got himself a hit, but he also hit something else. And that was the fence when he was trying to make a catch.
Oh, no.
In the game on Saturday. It happened in the first inning. He only survives a couple of more innings. I think he left in the fourth inning and now has that back tightness going on. He was not in the lineup on Sunday. TBD as to what it looks like, but he said, Bud Black said it's not going to end in an IL stint. But yeah, he got a hit, but also hit his back on the wall.
Yeah, so got two hits on Friday and then got one hit on Saturday and didn't play on Sunday. I mean, that's 3-for-7, brother.
That's, dude, he's
on
his
balling.
Way.
Right. And then now he's hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the definition of can't get right. that's it right there, unfortunately. So, look, but So you run into the fence, but you're still able to go back out there
for a couple
and
innings.
Play for a couple innings, and then
locked up on him, I guess.
What?
Do they not have like Icy Hot or sometimes when my back hurts?
I'm seeing Tiger walk all over Augusta National with like a shattered leg, vertebrae all over the place, and you know, I mean, and it's but you know, we play a couple innings, and all of a sudden the back just gets tight. But no, we're not going to be on IL.
Yeah,
like just when you're getting hot. Just when you're earning that paycheck,
mm-hmm.
Now it's like, tightness in the back. How long until the plantar fasciitis? How long?
Oh, that's just the next thing. Right. He'll miss a couple games, he'll come back,
and then it'll be
and
that.
Then it'll be the feet.
Yep.
That's exactly what it will be. You know what? Now that we're having this talk, I think our texter earlier when we asked what the greatest job in pro sports is, they might have been onto something here to just be Chris Bryant.
Just be Chris Bryant.
Yeah, collect over, 120-something million from the Rockies and have zero expectations. Hell, you don't even have to know who your teammates are when you show up.
Yeah, that's not a bad gig there. You know, you play, 20, 30 games.
Yeah.
And make a lot of money, and you get to live in, you know, this beautiful state and play at Coors Field. So that's not a bad gig there.
For the first time this season, they start a series with the Phillies tonight. I don't like Philadelphia anything. So I'm actually now watching to see things go wrong. And for the first time this baseball season, really rooting hard for the Rockies because I dislike the Phillies that much.
Do we have a two-gamer?
Three-gamer in Philly.
Okay, yep. Three games in Philly.
And Philly's not great right now either, but that doesn't mean much.
But they're better than the Rockies. You can tell me they're not great, but I can just tell you. I don't know what their record is or what it looks, but I can guarantee you they're better than the Rockies.
Well, they're 500, and the Rockies are 8 games under 500.
Yeah. I think the question is, what would you bet half a game over under that they win in the series? Do they get one?
Oh, I think they're going to get Ryan Feldner on the bump tomorrow. I'm going to go one. They'll get one. But they're not winning the series. How about you?
Oh, man. Odds would say you got to get one here, but my brain just says no chance.
Yeah.
I think they get swept.
I wonder if Philly fans are fired up to, like, Philly is a baseball market.
Right, sure.
Are they sold out to see the Rockies? I guess depending on weather. I don't know what the weather is.
Depending on weather. I don't know what their crowds are. They had a great environment this past weekend. That place was rocking, and I forgot who they were playing, and they were singing the guy's walk-up song.
Oh, that's cool.
And as they were singing at first pitch, Yaya Grand Slam.
No way. The
place went crazy.
That's freaking cool.
And it was packed, so I don't know, you know, normally what they draw on a Monday night. What it looks like for them, but I would say it'd probably be less than the normal.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a Bryce Harper guy.
No,
he just bugs me.
Yeah, he's all right. He doesn't. Yeah, some of it's I could see how.
Mm-hmm.
His helmet's always. He's always hitting his helmet off, and he's That's doing the hair
yeah.
right. So it's like, all right, buddy. But at the same time, I kind of like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I just can't see them getting a W.
We'll revisit that before the show is over because, like I said, it's early. They're on the East Coast, so 4:40 first pitch for the Rockies tonight. All right, let's look at the Avalanche and the situation they're in. Looked like they were going to bounce back Sunday, but they blew a 3-0 lead. How worried are you about the team, the goalie situation heading into the playoffs? Tell us on the text line, and we'll tell you how we feel next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, Avs fans, how worried are you? You feel similar feelings to what you did in 2022, or does this feel worse with the way goaltending has been down the stretch and the back and forth with Georgiev, Anonin, where you at? 303-713-1043. That is the RamosLaw.com text line. Now, I'm not sure I'm this far as the 408 texter is. Avs might as well hold open tryouts for the goalies. With the current goalies on the rosters, they ain't winning bleep. So that's how that fan feels. And I think after the weekend, it's hard not to feel that way, Stoke. You get beat 7-0. On Saturday, afternoon delight at your arena. And we know what the game meant. It's basically for home ice in round number one, and they didn't even show up. Certainly not the goaltender. Then Sunday, you go to Vegas. All right, let's get that sour taste out of your mouth. Feels like everything's going to be great. sitting pretty at 3-0. That's until the first one went in, and then Alexander Georgiev lost all confidence in himself, had no help in front of him. And even the point that they take home, it feels false, right? It doesn't feel like it meant anything because the way you gave that lead up. And now you have one more against, who is it, Edmonton on Thursday night. That'll wrap up the regular season. But, man, it is a disappointing end to this regular season for the Avalanche. And everything starts and finishes with the goaltender conversation.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's like if you don't have pitching in baseball, you don't have a chance. You don't have a goalie in hockey that can go out there and give you a solid. All you need is a solid performance. Then you're just not going to be able to make it through the playoffs. You're just not. And so my concernometer here for me is 10. I don't see this team making any kind of run. Oof. I mean, they look awful. I mean, you get your ass whipped 7-0 at home, and then the next game you blow a 3-0 lead in the third. In the third, how does that happen with the guys that they have? And so to me, it's almost like, man, what is going on behind the scenes that we don't know? Something is off. They were on a run. They were on a roll there. We know after the All-Star break, it would look a little bit shaky. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they got it fixed, turned around. Val came back. The thing, the trade deadline, the trades that were made, it's like, oh, man, this is awesome. This looks perfect here. I think they could make a run, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, they don't even look like they deserve to be in the playoffs. So we'll see. Hopefully they can get it flipped around like they did 2 years ago when I thought that they were done. Mm-hmm. This just doesn't look good.
This is me reaching here for sure. I know that. Is there anything to – it just feels so different hockey. Like, all right, we're done with the regular season. They're bored in the regular season. Now, I don't think that's a reason or an excuse or give them a pass for that by any means. But I'm just thinking out loud, like, are they bored with the regular season?
I would say no, because they had a lot to play for here. When you look at, you know, up until a week and a half ago, the seeding and where you're trying to get, and I think all that's important. So I don't think so, you know, because obviously your goalie situation – I mean, do you see that all of a sudden just, you know, all of a sudden we seeing Patrick Waugh in there in the net? I don't think that's going to happen. So I hope so. Hopefully they can just flip a switch and turn it on for the playoffs. I just don't see this team being able to do that, you know, and it's just looked really bad coming down the stretch. So hopefully they can get it turned around and flipped around and playing like really good hockey. But to me, I just don't see them being able to do that.
Here's a stat Drew gave to me, and both goalies are right in the wheelhouse, and one's over. But here's a stat that the Avalanche are 26-2-2 when they have a save percentage from their goaltender above .900, 900 there. I Google Alexander Georgiev's play save percentage, .899. About as close as you're going to get to that 900 number. Eustace Annan on the other end, he's slightly over it at .908, but you just don't feel the same, at least didn't, with Annan in net right there. So you have one goaltender right under, one goaltender right over, and if that's the number, if that's just the line in the sand, all right, well then that stat would tell you that Eustace Annan should start in net. That's another side of the conversation, Stoke. With Alexander Georgiev losing confidence in himself, seems like by the minute, every time he's out on the ice, what does benching him in the postseason do for his mindset? I know he's supposed to be mentally strong and all that, but that's not what I'm seeing.
No, I mean, like, hey, I don't see him being able to, you know, go game in and game out as a starting goalie. It just hasn't been consistent enough. So, you know, it's not like Bednar is going to give him all of this leeway to work through some struggles. And you don't have that time in the playoffs, so... you're going to ride the hot goalie. Hopefully he can get hot. I mean, we've seen him get hot and play at a high level. But right now, it's hard to fathom that he's going to be able to do that in the playoffs with everything on the line. That would be nice. So it's one of these guys going to have to step up and perform. Not at a like highest level ever. I mean, just go out there and keep us in the game. Mm-hmm. Don't be a complete disaster. And if they do that, then, you know, what the dudes that the Avs have, they – McKinnon, McCarr, Rantanen, et cetera. They'll compete, but I just don't know if the goalie situation, either one of those guys can provide that.
I feel the same way. How's Jared Bednar feel about goaltending and specifically Alexander Georgiev?
I thought he played a good hockey game, but like he's got to come up with a save, you know? Like he has to come up with a save on if we have a breakdown, penalty kill, and come up with a big save for the guys, you know? And you know, they hit a couple posts and they scored some goals, you know? Like we're going to need a big save from time to time in order to win hockey games, especially ones like that.
I am, and he's absolutely right. We heard him almost not give a pass, but, you know, boost his guy up last week saying, hey, it was the defense in front of him. We made dumb plays. That was a direct quote from Jared Bednar. And here he is not really, I mean, Jared's not mad, but he's just saying, I can't give him a pass. He has to make a couple of those saves.
And that's what it's all about. Look, anybody can make a layup, right?
Yeah,
hopefully. So you got to be able to make a big-time play every now and then. Just help them out. It's not going to be perfect. Like, everything's not going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, what do they say? You got to stand on your head, right? Isn't that what they say?
That's what they say.
So you got to step up and make a save that, like, wow, like our guy from DU did.
Matt Davis.
Yeah, like yeah. That save. That type of save, right? It can't be all just, like, routine plays. This is the NHL, brother. Yeah. St. Intramurals. So you got to go out there and make a few of those. That's what you're getting paid to do. You're not getting paid to make layups. How about hit a couple big-time threes for us? So make some big-time saves, and that's exactly what Bednar's saying. Like, hey, it's not going to always be perfect. There's going to be some breakdowns. Guess what? I can promise you this. The Avs will be defending the power play at some point during the playoffs.
They will.
Okay? So you're going to see some five-on-fours. Are you going to step up and help the team out, bail them out a couple times? That would be nice. And that's what Bednar is saying. So hopefully he will. Hopefully he'll be ready for it.
Avalanche fans, a lot of you on the text line right now are worried, freaking out, hammering that panic button. Anybody out there feel okay that they'll be all right with Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, Mikko Rantanen on the squad, or Val stepping up? Really love to hear from you. 303-713-1043. All right, when it comes to sports trophies, I want to have this conversation about where the Green Jacket ranks. Obviously not a trophy, but a really coveted award, final given out there. I want to see if it compares to things like the Stanley Cup. And we're also going to touch on the Rockies just a bit because they still haven't figured it out. And Kyle Freeland continues to struggle. That's coming at you next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. River Beats.
Hey, I want to tell you real fast about the Fan Flyaway, presented by Sport Clips. Go over to denversports.com/thefanflyaway right now to register for the next one. We sent somebody to the big game out in Vegas in February. Now it is the Pro Basketball Championship in June. If you go to denversports.com/thefanflyaway and registered, you and a guest are in the running for 2 tickets to the game, round-trip airfare from Denver to wherever the Pro Basketball Championship will be on the road, 2 nights hotel plus $500, a little walking around money for you. And if you did register before for the big giveaway in February, you're already entered. But tell everybody in your life to go to denversports.com/thefanflyaway, claim that special offer from Sport Clips, and be in the running for all future flyaway contests. Denver Sports. .com/thefanflyaway. All right, Stoke, we talked about the Masters. We talked about Scotty being dominant.
Do the Scotty show!
We were doing a lot of that. The Green Jacket. I mean, it's great, right? Gold jacket, green jacket. People actually do give a bleep. Where does this thing rank among, like, sports trophies? And it's weird to say trophy because it's a piece of clothing. But the Green Jacket is, I mean, that's pretty dang big. Like, in golf, it's the best.
Yeah.
That's what you want is
right.
The green jacket.
Yep.
I personally believe, that the Stanley Cup is the best trophy.
Okay.
During the pandemic, I did learn that some Korean baseball league gives away a giant sword, and I thought that was pretty cool,
wow.
Too.
Okay.
I don't know how that works. Do I get it for a day? Does it just go in our clubhouse? You know, I'm not sure, but I'm into the giant swords. So, like, Stanley Cup, giant swords, green jacket.
Okay.
That's kind of where I'm at. How about you?
All right, yeah, I don't know anything about the sword stuff,
okay.
So I'm out on that. But I think Stanley Cup, yes. For some reason, that just kind of takes the cake. Mm-hmm. It's been around since like 1585, you know, and it's got everyone's initials engraved in it. And you get it for the whole thing, right? You get it for a day, yeah. And you get to do whatever you want. And so, like, all of that makes it the best. I agree with you there. Second, wow. And to me, it's between the Lombardi and I think the Green Jacket.
Really?
Yeah. The Green Jacket, you know, it just symbolizes Master Champion. And, like, Master Champion is just, like, different from all other golf.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, it stands alone. That is the Super Bowl of golf. Now, once you win that, it's you got a lifetime. You can play in the Masters every year for as long as you can just play, right? So you can play in it for 50 more years if you want, if you're capable of getting around the course without a golf cart,
yeah.
Which is a big deal, which is really, really cool. You see the old-timers playing in it, you know, and they're 75, 80 years old. I think that's cool. So the history there, there's something to be said for it. But since I've won a couple Lombardis, I'm going to have to say the Lombardi is second.
Okay.
And I'll go Masters third because I haven't won one of those, and I don't think I will.
Well, not but, with that attitude.
Bad attitude? Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, so that's my ranking, though. But for me, like, the Stanley Cup is just, it is. It's just different.
Okay.
Right? And it's got a long, long, I think a longer history than the rest. What is baseball? What is a baseball one? Like, what is the bat? Larry O'Brien?
Yeah. That's...
Who's Larry? Who the hell is Larry?
You know what? That's a fair question, and I love
that. Does anybody... Kisner, who the hell's Larry?
Why is Larry O'Brien?
I thought he was a commissioner, but I'm going to look it up.
That's what I would guess. I would guess a commissioner. Like, but no one knows who Larry is. The Lombardi, everyone knows who Lombardi is. Vic.
But, yeah, the Lombardi is... I guess the Larry O'Brien is also... They're just kind of lame trophies. It's just a ball on top of a thing. You know,
are you
sorry to say that out loud, but like it's just not as cool looking
as
everything else.
Really? The baseball one? What is the
baseball?
Even the baseball
one, it has like the flags at least from every team, I think.
See, I think that's the, I can't even picture the Larry O. Like it's got the little thing with the basketball on top.
Yeah. I'll just go to my Twitter picture. I'm holding it.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was a real jerk thing to say. I'm sorry.
No, not a. Don't be sorry. Can you look? Do you have it on your ring that they got you?
Oh well.
Oh, it's not they didn't on get that you one. One.
Yeah.
Thanks
for bringing that up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Remember they added the little. It looks like a net now.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
That was last year, though. That was the first
time. Does
that
look better? It looks like someone screwed something up.
Yeah, it kind of does, honestly.
I don't know if that looks better. So, yeah, for me, baseball's last, though. Baseball mm-hmm. one's last. I don't know. It looks weird with the... Don't they have, like, two bats?
No. Yeah, no. They got the pennants coming up. There's, like, 30 pennants coming up, like, with flagpoles.
You might be thinking, like, the AL
All-Star
or
game
AL.
Or something.
I think you're thinking of the Home Run Derby champ, I think.
Holds okay,
up
maybe that's
kind of crosses an X.
See, like, no one even cares about baseball, really.
I don't know.
Like, I'm out on the baseball one. Put Larry O behind in fourth place, and then... Anything else we're missing here? Like,
what about like the College Football National Championship trophy?
Oh, there we go.
That's kind of a cool, like long gold. You know,
I thought the crystal ball was cooler.
It was the ACS championship.
Little, yeah. Remember they'd hold the crystal ball?
Yeah.
Always wanted someone to drop it.
What happens if you win the U.S. Like Open tennis? What kind of trophy do they get for that?
Don't you get like a plate or something? It
a looks plate?
Like
a, that's Wimbledon.
Is that Wimbledon?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Wimbledon.
Yeah, that's
also lame. A plate?
A plate? Unless it's like made out of like all like 24 karat gold plate.
Do you eat off of it? Like they drink out of the cup? Do you eat off the Wimbledon?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely you do. I mean, like, what else are you going to do with it? Like, you don't, you that's what it's for,
yeah,
right?
It's a plate.
I'm eating off of it every night.
Yeah. I would too.
And guys, the U.S. Open trophy for tennis actually looks like, I think the same one as like the U.S. Open trophy for golf.
Oh.
It's kind of like the cup, like the Wanamaker trophy that's...
I'm out on that. But I think...
Heisman trophy, Kevin just said.
Oh, the Heisman trophy.
I mean, that used to be a huge deal.
Right. It used to be.
Used
Not
to
as
be.
Much anymore, right? That's a cool trophy, though, obviously. I like that, you know, the pose mm-hmm. of it. Okay. I got. I might have to put that one. I'm gonna put that one. So we got.
We got the cup is one. We agree on that.
And then I go Lombardi because I got two of them.
Yeah.
And then I go Green Jacket because, like, that's just the Green Jacket. I mean, it's a matter of golf. And then after that, I'll go Heisman.
Oh, that's good.
I'll go Heisman and then Larry O. And then, like, baseball didn't even make the cut. They're out. Sorry. What do we have any kind of soccer championships here?
The World Cup trophy, which is kind of small, actually. I think it's only like...
The World Cup trophy is really cool.
It is cool.
And I'm not a soccer guy.
No.
But this is just for our country.
What about Olympic gold medal?
That's obviously, I mean, that's really cool. But it's like, what about MLS? Does MLS have any kind of cool trophy?
I think it's similar to the World Cup trophy, but not nearly as cool.
Okay.
Oh, actually, yeah, Kevin's bringing up. It's kind of it's kind of cool looking.
But it's the MLS.
Yeah. Never mind. We're out.
Yeah.
We're out on MLS. So which one did you just say? When we were talking about the MLS, the Olympic medal.
The Olympic gold medal. Yeah.
I mean,
gold, silver, bronze. Yeah. Nobody wants bronze, but
that's really cool. Obviously, I mean,
that's a country award.
Like, yeah. So I think that's an outlier there.
Okay.
Right. That's an outlier there. The World Cup's an outlier. We're not talking about world stuff. We're talking to more locally. Is that fair?
Domestically?
Yeah, just locally. Here.
Yeah. Someone asks if the Wimbledon plates are dishwasher safe.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you got to put them in there, right?
This is a good question. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
The Nathan Hot Dog Eating Championship belt?
Oh.
Oh, dude.
A WWE belt.
Well, I'd want a UFC because that means I'm an actual BA.
A boxing belt?
Yeah.
Heavyweight championship belt?
That'd be kind of cool.
Those are cool. Interesting. No, the Nathan's Hot Dog deal, no.
Yeah.
Nope, sorry.
That's not cool to you?
No.
Okay, look at this belt I won by... Right. Acting disgusting and feeling terrible for 6 days afterwards.
Yeah, I'm out on that. All right, well, we agree on the cup.
That's the easy one. Like, cup's the easy one.
So give me your list.
Well, I didn't realize you had a good point. You're like, well, I won Lombardi's, so I kind of have to change mine. I'll go Stanley Cup, any sort of sword, the Green Jacket.
No, the sword's a Korean bait. No, you're out. You're out.
What do you mean? It's my list.
No, it's got to be locally. It's got to be USA. It can't be like stealing like stuff. No one's seen the Korean Baseball League Championship Award.
Well, wait. Now hold on. Because the Stanley Cup is technically Canadian. It's not American.
That's right. Hey, guess what?
Sort of the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto.
Guess what? It used to be. We took that from their ass.
Well, yes, since 93, you're right.
Right. I mean, like, they only got, like, three teams in Canada now. So, like, no, that's ours. We stole it.
I'll go.
Thank you, Canada.
Cup, Larry O'Brien, because I also held that.
Yeah.
Green Jacket.
Okay.
And the plastic basketball I got when I won the rec league for North Glen.
Oh, wow.
That's ahead of the baseball trophy.
Where's the Lombardi?
Underneath that, too.
Wow.
The Lombardi's not that cool of a trophy.
It's not,
Drew,
dude.
Neither's
the Larry O'Brien.
Skizzer, give him a smack. I mean, what is he talking about?
This is
what's
unreal.
Wrong with these guys?
Let's be honest, you guys. All the hockey trophy, all the awards for hockey trophies are better than the rest of the championship trophies in all the sports.
The only one I know is the Stanley Cup. Okay, that's it.
I might prefer one of the belt buckles from bull riding over the Lombardi.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Kevin's on board.
Those are cool. Those are cool, though. Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
You'll get it bedazzled?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll say Dover on there?
Right.
That'll be sweet.
I can't knock that.
All right, we're in, then. I think it's cup and then belt buckle. Just took over everything. Keep telling us where you'd rank them, 303-713-1043.
So Heisman, no Heisman for you.
Nah, it's 2024.
But it's still a cool trophy. Like, to the pose and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, not for you. All right.
Not for me. Not now. What do you think? What's your favorite trophy, and where's that Green Jacket rank for you? All right, we're going to get into the Nuggets. They finished with a 2 seed. And what does it mean for their postseason? The Avs, well, they're locked in to their postseason matchup. We're going to preview both, tell you what worries us with the two teams next.